I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. The Eiffel Tower, the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It's 2:39 on a Tuesday here on the Sweet Spot, and that means one thing and one thing only. A special edition of Afternoon Jub with George Dunham of the Musers, the Marconi winner, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. It's Kevin Landrum's birthday, so why not have some Afternoon Jub? Hey, Giorgio.
Lando. All right. Sweet Spot. How we doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Doing great.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like Mino's doing very good.
Energy level's low.
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Low.
He's mad about the Cowboys. He's depressed.
You know?
I know.
What are we going to do about the backup quarterback situation?
I don't know.
We found out the trampoline didn't make it in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was looking at the...
Yeah.
But Stick did.
And sand.
Stick?
And there was a toy called Little People. That's all we saw. And I found out what the Little People toy is. It's not what I thought it was.
Like fish. I think Jerry has a word for that.
Yeah. The lace wells?
It's not
lace
that.
Midget.
Okay.
That's okay. That was 2 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Oh,
it was a different time. It was 2022.
There's a photo of him circulating out there with little people.
Yeah?
As a young man.
Is he just interested?
That was actually something way worse.
What they were doing?
He's a passerby. I'm like, hey, what's going on over here?
So, George, last week you made a claim during this time.
I make a lot of outrageous claims, by the way.
And, yeah, you stood by this one. I think we have audio, right, Justin? We have audio of this?
It's going to take a long time.
Okay, don't worry about that. We don't have audio of this, George, is what we're trying to
say. That's okay.
But you made the claim that if you heard a band from London or England, that you could tell that they're not from here. And I feel like it's kind of difficult at times.
It can be, but yeah, I think I can tell if a band is from England, yes.
You want to issue your other claim that maybe we can try to line up for next week?
Oh, the one that if...
with ladies?
Yeah, if a woman went to a Southwest Conference school, I can tell which one
okay.
she went to.
Okay. I think I'm much more interested in this.
We'll do that next week.
How many hogs can you name, George?
I kind of failed when we did that on the morning show like 20 years ago, but I had too much pressure. I feel like you guys would be more accommodating... And give me more time.
Yeah, there's lower stakes 1 to 3. It's not the high one.
Yeah, well, it's not that. It's just you don't have somebody pushy like Gordo gave me like 10 seconds. You know, I needed longer.
You can teach them how to shoot free throws at an 85% clip.
Mm-hmm. That too.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, let's put you to the test here, George, as I have 6 different songs here.
Okay.
And we're going to let you listen to a little bit of each one, and you're going to have to tell me if this band is from England or from not England.
Okay.
Here we go.
But I never get it right. No, I never get it right. I keep swinging my head through a storm of peace. I can't understand what's making me. But I'll do what I want. I'll do what I please. I'll do it again till I've got what I need. Weapons flash through the hornet's nest. Understand I deserve the best. Do what I want.
All right, so we'll fade it down for you and see what you think there.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the band, but I will say I'm getting an English vibe.
Interesting.
So that would be the band Thrice. They are an American band.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Watch every band be American now. I figured it's either all going to be England or non-England or going to be all
of them.
I
thought about pulling all K-pop.
Like, I'm getting kind of a sense of an English accent.
Something of University of Houston? Okay, no. All right, we're off to a rough start. That's okay.
Okay, so here is song number 2 for you, George.
Thank you.
punk rock is this?
I don't like all this music. I just found it. Back in the city, however I want to buy it.
Ball of sudden safety. Got me a death wish, baby.
Okay, George. I feel good about this one. I got to admit, that last one, I was getting vibes from both sides of the pond.
Uh-huh.
But here, I would like to say somewhere within 60 miles of London.
Ooh.
I don't have a map in front of me, but I don't think Canada is 60 miles from London. That is the dirty nil. That's what heaven feels like, and they are decidedly not British.
I'd say they sound more British than Canadian.
They're trying to, yeah. Come on, that's a trick one there. You can't trust the Canuck.
The dirty Jim Nil? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
the
dirty Nil. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah. Reconsider, Sean.
Still foreign, though.
Okay.
Just saying. Are we
foreigners.
We pull that for when I have an international birthday.
Still foreign.
Okay. Does he get partial credit because Canada used to be part of the UK in a way?
I was
trying to help out, Joe.
Yeah.
So did we here in America.
Oh, that's a good point. Never mind.
We put a boot in their ass.
Was France a part of the UK?
You know what? Just go to the next one.
Happy birthday, Lando.
Dang. I am 0 for 2. This
All right.
is terrible.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Let's see if we can get you back on track here.
All right. Here we go.
Seattle crack and we're about to take the eyes.
This all kind of sucks.
Okay.
Are you got a guess?
Wait, let me hear the chorus. Hang on.
My God, get to it.
They're not going to reference Big Ben, I can tell you that.
It's a goal by Matty Beniers.
God. Does this open you?
Okay.
Go anywhere.
What do you got?
No.
I'm going to go Brit.
I'll say Canadian again. Just because why the hell not?
George is on the board.
Woo! Okay.
That
okay.
is Tesseract. Who is British?
Yeah, these are a lot tougher than I thought.
Well, I wasn't going to pick the Rolling Stones. Like, I had to pick bands you don't know.
Yes, I would like to take London, please.
All right, 1 for 3. Let's see if we can get you to 500 here. Okay. All right.
If only a dolly could have been 1 for 3 this year.
Okay. All right, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
He was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Mexico.
I gotta hear the chorus.
Whoa, whoa. Things just stay the same. You fail to look and see that everybody's been waiting. When you cry at night alone and don't know why, there's no one.
Okay, those guys are from Chicago.
Okay.
You are right in that they are not British, but they are also a Canadian band.
So, okay, but so, look how close that is to Chicago.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No.
What's the band?
That's just hours away from Chicago.
Danko Jones.
Danko Jones.
All right, last one quickly, tiebreaker here, George. Let's see if you can go 3 for 5 or 2 for 5. Nope.
It's the same song. It's Danko.
Danko.
Get up
Matt is enjoying this.
I see why rock and roll is losing popularity.
Yeah.
I'm just going on the top 100 here. All right.
I'm going to go Brett on that.
George, no. You think a band named Beartooth would be a Brit band?
Beartooth?
Beartooth.
It's a good name.
Oh. Their name is Beartooth, and they are a American heavy metal band.
Okay.
That was the song In Between.
Okay.
So you picked one British band?
It's,
you had one?
If the bear were British, you would have bad teeth. Yeah.
Stuff that's hard driving like that, it does... Stuff that's hard driving like that, it makes it more difficult, I will admit. You know? I mean, like a ballad, I think, is very clear to me.
I guess next time I'll do the third grade version of the test and make it a little easier.
Well, that's what I need. I barely got through third grade.
I could see all of those kind of... Like, if you told me that was a British band for any of them, I'd be like, I can kind of see it. Maybe.
I definitely did comb through the non-British bands to find ones that sounded kind of British.
Mm. Okay.
The first one I found that was British was called The Struts. And they were the most British thing I'd ever heard in my entire life. There was no way I would play them.
Yeah.
He would have picked it up in 1 second. But two for
okay,
five.
That,
here we go.
That last band, Beartooth, they're from Baylor.
No, I don't think they're from the South.
No.
West Coast.
About the Cold War, right?
It is about the Cold War.
In Between could have been, yeah, maybe.
All right, George, next week we'll play Asian or Not Asian with you.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that.
All right, bye, boys.
All right, see you, bro.